email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Our consumer champion Conor Pope is here, pricewatch@rte.ie, if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. So news just in, Conor.
Yeah, the High Court this afternoon has backed an application from airlines, including Ryanair, Aer Lingus and the Airlines for America group, to put a stay on a decision by the DAA, the Dublin Aviation Authority, restricting the number of airline slots available for Dublin Airport next summer. Now, lots of your listeners will be familiar with the Dublin Air, the cap on passenger numbers coming through Dublin Airport, set at 32 million. The Irish Aviation Authority decided last month to restrict the number of seats on aircraft arriving at and leaving the airport during the busy summer season at 25.2 million next summer. And the reason why they did that was the DAA had asked the airlines to voluntarily reduce the number of flights they were going to carry or run. And the airlines obviously said no. So the DAA had to take the action because if it didn't, it would have been in breach of Fingal County Council planning regulations. So even though the DAA wants the cap to be lifted, and even though all the airports want the cap to be lifted, the court action had to happen. So it was due to start kicking in next month. And what we would have seen would have been around a million less passengers coming in and out of Dublin Airport over the course of the summer months. So they took the High Court action. The judge in that action has imposed a stay, so the Irish Aviation Authority can't impose this passenger number cap next summer. And he did that on the basis that it would have severe financial consequences, long-term enduring financial consequences for the airlines. Because one of the difficulties here is Ryanair might lose up to 3,000 slots and Aer Lingus would lose maybe 350,000 seats. So a similar number of slots, maybe a little bit less. And they might lose those slots going from Dublin to another airport. And that other airport might then give those slots to other airlines.
Can you tell our listeners why it was put in place in the first place?
Well, it was initially put in 2007 and 2008 as part of the planning process for the second terminal in Dublin. So Fingal County Council was concerned about the infrastructure around the airport, and they wanted to make sure that there wasn't an excessive volume of traffic coming and going from the airport when the second terminal was built. Now, an awful lot of the infrastructural difficulties that would have presented challenges in 2007 have been dealt with. But of course, there's another spectre in the form of climate change that's now kind of taken over as the primary concern for a lot of the people who want the cap to remain in place. And the thing is, the cap, the number of passengers who came through Dublin last year was 31,900,000. So like dangerously close, yes, to the cap. And if the DAA breaches the cap, well, they're in breach of planning regulations and they can face significant financial penalties.
But the original planning regulations were put in place because of infrastructure.
That was, yeah,
so
absolutely.
The goalposts have changed.
It has, but the planning, but the cap is still in place.
Yes.
So what...
Do they need to revisit it?
What DAA has done is it's submitted an application to Fingal County Council seeking to have the cap increased to 40 million. Mm. But it lodged the application, and then last February the council came back and said we need a whole raft of additional paperwork and additional information, and then the DAA was given 6 months to respond to that. So that's February to August. So let's say they got the paperwork and the information in by August, then Fingal County Council has to consider that, and then it'll almost certainly go to court. So the problem is, and this is why it matters to our listeners.
That was my next question.
If the number of flights coming to and from the airport are reduced, and reduced significantly, well, that means prices are going to climb. Yeah. And that's not just Michael O'Leary saying that, or Aer Lingus. That's just what happens in a case of supply and demand. So it will have a long-term impact on prices for Irish consumers. And I think that's why we're talking about it right now.
But if we're to take climate change seriously and change our behaviour, it's likely that the price of flights is going to go up.
Or they will develop better technologies, but that's a whole different story.
Radio. Okay, this came in the pricewatch.rte.ie. During the summer, I bought a bus ticket, and then a couple of months later, I noticed a payment of €15 leaving my account and going to a company called Complete Savings. I contacted them and had it stopped, but I'm worried about how I signed up and what the company is. Oh, okay. That sounds scary.
No, this is not the first time we've dealt with Complete Savings on this show. In fact, we've probably dealt with them a few times over the years. Now, what is Complete Savings? It's a multinational, self-styled web loyalty scheme. So people sign up for that. And after that, if they make purchases on sites that are partnered with Complete Savings, they get discounts or they get cash back. That sounds fine on the surface. You sign up to a scheme and then when you shop through that scheme on various sites, you get money back into your account. So that's great. The difficulty is that sometimes people sign up to the scheme without being entirely aware of it. And how do they do that? Well, what happens is, let's say you buy a product on a site that has a relationship with Complete Savings.
A bus ticket.
A bus ticket, say. And as the process of you buying the bus ticket continues, you might see a little pop-up window saying, would you like the chance to avail of a discount on your next purchase? So without giving it too much thought, you click on the link and then you put in your credit card, debit card details again. And perhaps unbeknownst to yourself, as is the case of this listener, you have now signed up to the scheme and you end up paying €15 a month every month for something that you're never using. Right. And I think that's the problem. Now, one person who contacted me had actually gone back through their bank account over 70 months and realised they'd been paying €15 a month for 70 months. Now, you might say, well, why don't you notice that? But like, people lead busy lives and it's €15 coming out of your account a month. It's the kind of thing that could get unnoticed by an awful lot of people.
But if you have a number of people, like thousands or hundreds of thousands of people doing that, it's a very profitable way of dealing.
Exactly. Now, I have to say, the scheme, if you're using the scheme, probably works.
Yeah.
So I'm not casting aspersions on the scheme.
Yeah.
The difficulty is for the people who sign up inadvertently. Now, the good news is, generally speaking, when people sign up to the scheme by mistake or without knowing too much about it and they contact Complete Savings, the company gives them the money back, and it's so easy to prove whether or not you've used it. If you've used it, you don't get your money back. If you haven't used it, they give you your money back. But interestingly, in the last couple of weeks, the British Advertising Standards Authority has found that Complete Savings and the parent company Web Loyalty has been guilty of misleading consumers, right? So it said the pop-ups were easy for people to misunderstand, and it said, you know, all of the partner sites that they do business with in the UK had to modify how they were doing business so that they were making it more clear that Complete Savings was a third party. So then obviously I went to the Advertising Standards Authority here and they were like, well, we haven't got any complaints about it, so we've done nothing about it. So maybe it's something that people need to be more proactive about.
So they don't police it until they get a complaint.
Exactly. And maybe that's right. But I can tell you now that there will be people listening to this who are probably paying for that scheme without being aware of it. So I'd urge them to look at their bank statements and just see.
Can you urge people to complain to the Advertising
Standards
Authority?
You can, right? And now I think you just have.
I asked you a question. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Back over to Studio 8.